Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. 6:23, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up your ass?
Yes. All right, let's get to it, your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. It's getting warmer. You're going to want a nice, crisp, refreshing seltzer on those hot summer days. We'll try a Bud Light Seltzer in all their delicious flavors. All right.
Had a few last night.
There you go. They're good. They go down smooth, man.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna end sports segment with the terrifying video that we've been talking about.
Perfect.
First off, let's talk baseball. Major League Baseball owners approved a proposal to start in July. Now they have to wait for the players' union to weigh in. So it's kind of a waiting game there with baseball. If you guys are excited about the old baseball, and you're going to have to wait just a little bit to see what the players think. So NBA, so much for optimism in the NBA. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal, you know that guy, which I thought he was in a movie called Shazam or something, but I guess he wasn't. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal says he thinks we should scrap the entire NBA season.
Everyone thinks Sinbad was in genie movie. Shaq was, Sinbad was not.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Yeah, that's what it was. I swear Sinbad was, but maybe not. Anyway, Shaquille O'Neal says, just scrap the season. Scrap the NBA season. Let's just scrap it and we'll start again next year. Which, honestly, I mean, it sucks. Obviously, you want basketball. You want sports, but I could see where he's coming from as well. So, moving on to soccer. The British government has given the Premier League permission to return playing soccer in June, just 3 weeks from now. And we're going to see how that goes for them over there to see if we can proceed with soccer and the American soil. Moving on to golf, the team of Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning favored to beat Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in the upcoming scheduled charity golf match on Memorial Day weekend. Caesars Sportsbook has Tiger and Peyton as minus 175 favorites, with Phil and Tom being plus 150 underdogs. So, I can't wait for that, man. That's going to be a great, fantastic. If you guys watched the last one between Tiger and Phil just by themselves, it's pretty fantastic. You get a lot of behind-the-scenes footage. You get a lot. They're all mic'd up, so you get to hear what they're saying to each other, talking trash. And they start to gamble. And all four of those guys like to gamble. So I'm sure it's going to be a pretty entertaining match there. So, and that is called The Match, happening Memorial Day weekend. All right, moving on to this video that we've been talking about this morning, this terrifying video. Oh, my God. It was like 10:30 last night, right before I went to bed. I saw it, and I'm like, dude, what?
Let's lead into it. So yesterday, actually, we were talking about, yesterday, some UFC fighter said that he would pay Mike Tyson like a couple million dollars to fight him in the ring.
It was like 20 million, I thought.
It was a lot of money. So this UFC fighter says, hey, I want to fight Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, I'll give you $20 million. You get in the ring with me. I don't know if it was for boxing or if it was for actual UFC fighting. Either way, wanted to get Mike Tyson back in the ring.
Yeah. Well, here, I'll clean it up here a little bit for you. It was a rugby player. And they called him out for a bare knuckle fight. Not even UFC, just straight up bare knuckle. And like, dude, you're going to die. You're going to die if you get hit by Mike Tyson bare knuckle. So anyway, leading into this video, and this video proves it. So it's basically a short, what was it, probably like 12 seconds long, 15 seconds long.
12 terrifying seconds.
Oh, dude, it's a Mike Tyson training. And he's hitting the pads and he's hitting the hand pads with this guy. And I know the way they edited it, they made it, absolutely terrifying. But, dude, you can edit as much as you want. The guy still has to swing and hit the pads. Oh. And, dude, if you watch this video, you're like, oh, my God, he hasn't lost it at all.
No, it says like 53-year-old Mike Tyson training. And it's so astonishing, the power and the speed that he has.
Dude, he's not any slower.
No.
He might be like just a hair slower. But, dude, I'm telling you. You guys need to get online and watch this training video of Mike Tyson. And you won't go to sleep right away at night. You'll sleep with one eye open just in case this guy is pissed off at you. And then at the end of the video, he turns to the camera and he says, I'm back.
Yeah.
And you're just like, God, dude, whoever's got to fight this guy, I feel bad for it. I really do.
Oh, my God. The only thing that might be kind of cool would be to see, like, Mike Tyson in, like, a Rocky. You know, maybe they do, like, you know, a new Creed movie or something like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Listen to this, Brock. Huh. So I did a little bit more research on it last night. Apparently, it's just not going to be one fight. Apparently, the real story is five exhibition fights. So he's going to fight five times. And, you know, who's one of the sought-after contenders is Tyson Fury's dad.
Huh.
Yeah, which is kind of odd, which is weird. I'm like, dude, I don't think Tyson should be fighting any dads.
No.
I think he could pretty much throw anybody you want up next to this guy, you know?
Well, in future news, Mike Tyson murders five people in the ring. So
for real?
Good God. All right. Well, yeah. If anything, we'll try and get that video thrown up on our Facebook page so you can see it, because it's just insane. It's nuts. It's nuts. I'm going to go sit in the corner and cry and just think about how bad that would hurt. Actually, it wouldn't hurt because I'd be dead. It's fine.
You'd be dead.
It's fine. So, all right. There you go. Is that what we got for now?
That's it, man. I'm terrified.
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock 107. Everything that rocks.
All right, here we go. Good morning. With your arms up in the sky. All right, gee, good God, here we go.
Bandsaw voice, dude.
7:27. Quick look at your forecast before we get started on your sports. Today we got some frost this morning and sunny later on. Not a bad day. High of 56. Tonight clear, some patchy frost and a low of 36. Tomorrow partly cloudy, high of 62. Then it's warming up, man. We got some rain in the forecast, but it does not get below 70 over the next until next Monday. That's what it says. Now hopefully that doesn't change, but if we make this nice little corner turn, I'm going to be very effing happy. So.
Now, are they telling the truth, or are they just clickety-clacking back there and throwing dye and just hoping for the best?
At this point, if our weathermen are lying to us, they are real pieces of trash.
Clickety-clack!
Clickety-clack!
It's going to be nice.
Clickety-clack! All right, that's your forecast. Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Oh, sorry. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today, maybe from one of their variety packs. Check it out. All right, what do you got?
I'm going to rip through some sports here. Then we're going to talk about something terrifying. Baseball. Major League Baseball owners approved a proposal to start in July. Now it's a wait for the players' union to weigh in. So the players got to weigh in, and we'll see where it goes from there, all you baseball fans. NBA, so much for optimism. NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal thinks we should just scrap the season. I don't know if he's far off, though. I think there's some people who are actually on board with this. Just, you know, hell with it. It's dented. It's too much damage. Might as well just get things together and start up again next season. So, yeah, Shaquille O'Neal putting his foot down there. Soccer news. The British government has given Premier League permission to return playing in soccer in June. It's 3 weeks from now. We're going to see how that goes. And possibly, if it goes well, we might bring some of that over to the U.S. So there you go. Golf news. The team of Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning are favored to beat Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady in the upcoming scheduled charity golf match on Memorial Day weekend. Caesar Sportsbook has Tiger and Peyton as -175 favorites, with Phil and Tom at +150 underdogs. So, yeah. It should be a very entertaining. I'm pretty excited for that. Watch a little golf. Tiger Woods, a couple of my favorite golfers and a couple of my favorite football players. It's going to be pretty entertaining there. This story, something that could possibly be more terrifying than Brock's sex robots. Mike Tyson.
Doubtful.
Doubtful. I mean, your sex robots are terrifying. I don't know what I would take. Really, those or Mike Tyson. But damn, dude, this video is terrifying. Tyson, Mike is saying he's back. He's back, and there's like I've heard through the grapevine that there's like five exhibition fights in plan for Tyson to fight. And if they're all bare knuckle, oh my God,
dude,
like five funerals basically coming up.
Yeah.
So get your black suits ready. You know, get ready to pay your respects. Because we're about to watch five people get murdered on live TV. So he put out a video. I'm not sure if it was on Twitter or what it was. But it's basically a compilation of him training at the moment getting ready for these fights, and you're thinking 53-year-old Mike Tyson, hey, he's probably pretty slow. You know, he's probably lost it. No. No, guys.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The guy, I mean, if he's slower, you can't tell. Like, dude, you watch this video, and you're like one shot to the face.
Yeah.
Dude, we're at 5 funerals. I'm telling you. I'm calling it. They're going to have to call it after the third one and be like, dude, this is too much.
How huge would it be if Tyson got back in the ring for a legit boxing match?
Just watch the video.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, nobody's going to willingly. You know, the payday is why people are going to fight him.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If it's bare knuckle, is it worth your life? And
yeah.
That's no joke. Look it up. Like, how many people have died from one punch in the past year? There's a stat for that. And Mike Tyson can punch harder than any one of these guys. So.
Literally knock your head off of your body. Like, that's it's not an exaggeration. It will literally separate your head from your body. You know, the little poppers, the little confetti poppers? That's what it's going to sound like when Mike Tyson knocks your head off of your body. And confetti's going to come out. That's what's going to happen.
You might as well just do 5 in one night. Just get it over with.
Just literally, it's going to detail. All that's going to fly through the air is your head with your little spine flying behind it, because it's going to detach the spine from the tailbone or from the pelvis, and it's going to go flying through the air.
I read this one time, and the guy was 100% right. He's like, dude, he's a human version of a pit bull.
Yeah.
An exact replica of what a pit bull would be to a dog.
That can knock your head off of your body. Yeah. Imagine a pit bull that puts its dukes up. That's what you have. All right.
You know, and the thing, too, is, like, I guess right now, like now he's, like, the nicest guy. Like, out of the ring, and when he's not in competitive mode or whatever psycho mode he gets into. Like, he's like the nicest guy you'd ever meet. But everybody's just like, it's just one thing. Just don't piss him off.
Because
then you're dead.
Speak softly and carry a big stick. Well, he has two of them attached to his arms. And he will knock your head off of your body.
So somebody else said, thank God he's got such a womanly voice. If he had like a deep, scary voice, he'd be the most terrifying thing ever.
It's a murder creature. That's all it is. All right. Well, we'll wait and see what happens with that. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Brock and Hunter.
My radio will be on.